This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former presidents, friends, colleagues, and family gathered at Washington's National Cathedral Saturday for a memorial service for the late Arizona Senator John McCain. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
We receive the body of our brother John for burial.
At Washington National Cathedral, music and prayers for McCain at a memorial service full of Washington dignitaries, including three former presidents. The current one was not invited, but Meghan McCain posed her father's legacy as a direct challenge to President Trump.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama also appeared to rebuke Trump's brand of politics while paying tribute to McCain's love of American values. Bush remembered a bitter political rival and later friend for a mix of courage and decency.
Unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday there was no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement. On Twitter, the president warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trilateral trade pact altogether. If we don't make a fair deal for the U.S. after decades of abuse, Canada will be out, Trump said. However, international trade expert Phil Levy says that Trump would need Congress to approve any move to rewrite the treaty.
We don't generally have it that a president can dismiss a law by decree. So usually you have to have Congress repeal a law.
Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said Friday she wants a win-win-win deal for all parties. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said Friday Canadian talks will resume on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A senior Palestinian official says a U.S. decision to end its decades of funding for a U.N. agency that aids refugees is an attack on the rights of the Palestinian people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nabil Abu Rudena says the move does not serve peace, but rather strengthens terrorism in the region. He said it was just the latest hostile act by the Trump administration against the Palestinian people after it recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved its embassy there. Rudena urges the United Nations to respond, saying the funds cuts violate all resolutions of international legitimacy and requires the UN to take a firm stand against the US decision and take appropriate decisions. He adds the move will only increase the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and its leadership. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 19-year-old Afghan citizen who was shot and detained by police after stabbing two American tourists in Amsterdam's main railway station had a terrorist motive, according to city officials. The suspect, identified only as Jawad S., has a German residence permit. He was questioned Saturday by police in the hospital where he was being treated for gunshot wounds to his lower body. Dutch officials did not say what charges he could face. The two U.S. citizens injured in the attack are recovering in a hospital from what police say are serious but not life-threatening injuries. The United States has decided to cancel $300 million in aid to Pakistan over Islamabad's perceived inactivity against militants. Reuters news agency reports the so-called coalition support funds were part of a broader suspension in aid to Pakistan announced by President Donald Trump at the beginning of this year. Trump accused Islamabad of rewarding past assistance with nothing but lies and deceit. The move comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and top U.S. General Joseph Dunford are set to visit Islamabad. Pakistan has received more than $33 billion in U.S. assistance since 2002. And the outgoing commander of U.S. Forces Afghanistan and of Operation Resolute Support, General John Nicholson, says that Russia has not given up on efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. In an email, Nicholson, who steps down as commander on Sunday, told VOA, "We know that Russia is attempting to undercut our military gains and years of military progress in Afghanistan and make partners question Afghanistan's stability." U.S. and Afghan officials have previously accused Moscow of meddling in Afghanistan by providing Taliban insurgents with both weapons and training. Russia has rejected those allegations. I'm David Byrd.